This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on Odyssey app. Sam and I having an SOS band discussion here. I needed to get schooled on something. This Sunday morning.
This song was played on a Richard Pryor movie. I forget which one of the Richard Pryor. Maybe it was like his comeback performance.
This
song is in the background. I forget. I don't know if it's live on Sunset Strip or what. One of the Richard Pryor standards.
Well, that was the comeback one. Was live on Sunset Strip.
Yeah, it was one of them. They had this song.
He got the Kennedy Center Mark Twain Award on this day. He got the first one.
Wow.
Richard Pryor. I wasn't even going to mention that. And then you brought up Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
He got the first one.
Yeah.
I think it was like 87. Yeah. 89, something like that.
He's from Peoria.
Illinois.
Peoria. Oh no.
I know something about second.
I was born.
Speaking of people, it's top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in McDonough.
I was born.
Are you gonna do his whole act? You gonna break in the mud boner here real quick too? Huh? Talk about the winos. What time to be home? What time you gotta be home? According to Richard Pryor. What time you gotta be home? Gotta be home by 11, right? Stuff don't happen until 11:30.
We gonna
11:30.
Oh man.
Anyway.
Oh man. That water's cold. It's deep too.
See, FCC, that was Mr. Crenshaw right there who did that. Golly.
Oh.
Did you you didn't get a cup of coffee during that break. You went and had your mimosa. I have got a fresh casting call. There is money flying through the air. I'm going to let you know about it. Yeah. And I also have, I want to reach out to our broadcast partners, the Atlanta Falcons, who we love. They're getting ready to take on Seattle today.
Yes.
I want
to take on Seattle. We get ready to beat Seattle.
Okay. As Sam just said, you get ready to beat Seattle.
Gino going to throw them interceptions today, and we're going to have a wonderful time.
Got a couple pick six?
Oh, yeah.
If we get a pick six, we get free boneless wings at, what you call that place? You know that commercial they always say with Coach from the Lions? He has a product there, and he comes out with it. And he
says, that's in Detroit.
Applebee's. See, I was trying not to do that because Dave Ashburn hates it.
Don't mention sponsors.
But
now,
you know of the restaurant, and if there's a pick six, everybody gets a six pack of boneless
wings.
Yeah. So that you got to hope that happens during the Falcons game.
Okay.
But I have something I would like to, and I already have started to offer, but I want to make it public because I want them to know that not just me, but us as a radio station want to help them with an upcoming event. And we can, because we want to make it special.
Oh, yeah.
That's all about making it special, right? And I've talked to some wonderful people over there. So we're going to do a shout-out and tell you what my idea is, or at least hope that it will happen in the next segment.
Okay.
But we got to reach out to Joe Patrick.
Yeah, man.
He is on his way up here, coming up at 9 o'clock. He's going to take over with John Fricke, getting you set for today's kickoff action. But he's going to, like I said, we haven't talked to him since last week. And then give us a preview of this week. And so I don't know where you want to go with this first. Is it the Falcons team or just, as Sam said, the Seattle team? This is a team that should be slapped around pretty easy, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, guys. It's a game that is very winnable for the Falcons team, obviously. I'm still kind of, of that mindset that this team is still kind of learning how to win consistently. And we've seen, good kind of glimmer of hope in that they've won their third straight game last week for the first time since 2019. But can they keep it going? I mean, that's the big question. Can they play with you know, a level of consistency that would lead them to another win in a game that they're favored in against the Seahawks here today. And I think that a lot of the questions for this team revolve around the defense and whether they can actually get to the quarterback and affect Geno Smith. Because you would think that while Geno is prone to the turnover, like you guys were talking about, if he's got all day to stand back there and is kind of, you know, unharassed, then he's got really dangerous receivers that he can distribute the ball to. So, you know, that's going to be a challenge for the Falcons defensively, but, you know, offensively, it's just, can they keep it rolling? Can they take the running game that they kind of found in the Carolina Panthers game and add to it the, you know, the passing game that we've seen earlier in the season? And if they can, then I think that they will be able to obviously move the ball kind of at will, and we'll see. It's really going to be a litmus test, honestly, on this, on the line of scrimmage. That's kind of been the weakness for the Falcons defense, and for Seattle's offensive line has also been weak. So I think that that's really a matchup to watch out for in this one.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Hey, it's coming up in a little bit later to get us all set for the kickoff for this game. But Joe Patrick is with us now, and he is social. You can always find him at japatrick200 at japatrick200. All right, you talk about what the defense needs to do. How's our offense travel today? We balance things off a little bit. And you know what? Kirk Cousins kind of likes this thing when the running game is going. Makes his job a whole lot easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and listen, make no bones about it. Like, Kirk Cousins would have, well, I mean, he has been saying basically for the entire year, even when he was throwing for 500 yards, he was saying that, you know, this Falcons offense really is meant to work with a, you know, really good running game, a really dangerous running attack. And we saw that kind of explode in Carolina last week. Now, you have to say, when you talk about the way the Falcons ran the ball last week against Carolina, I mean, it was great to see, but that Carolina run defense is among the worst in the NFL, and they were without, you know, basically they keep on losing their best defensive player, their best player on their defensive front, basically. And so they're without guys like Derrick Brown and, you know, Shaq Thompson, one of their best linebackers. So can they perform like that again? Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to run for 200 yards, but I think the big thing, guys, for this running game is, can you just be successful in some of those key situations and keep yourself ahead of the chains? So can you kind of, you know, on first down, can you pick up, you know, 5 yards, 4 yards pretty routinely? Can you convert, you know, in key situations in the red zone on the ground when you need to? That's a big question for this running game. But overall, if you're able to pair any semblance of the success that the team had on the ground last week with some of the success that we've seen Kirk Cousins have through the air, especially obviously the highlight kind of being that game, that Thursday night game against the Buccaneers, then obviously this is an extremely potent offense. When you look around the league, it's even better. I mean, like, the offenses have not been great, a lot of them around the league so far, especially in the NFC. And right now the Falcons offense looks like one of the more dangerous ones. Interestingly enough, it's like the Falcons, the Commanders have had one of the best offenses in this conference. And so I think the way that things are shaping up this season for the Falcons offensively is what we thought they would be, which is basically to have, you know, a top 10 offense in the NFL, and for that to kind of be the driving force behind any success you have. Now, the season didn't necessarily start like that against the Steelers, but I think people have been really kind of just fans or fans of the Falcons have been really encouraged by the way this offense has looked, which is a lot more of what we expected coming into the year.
Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Joe, who's your most surprising player so far this year? Who's the guy that we went into the season talking about a number of things we wanted to see, we expected to see, but as we sit here right now, who's that guy going, man, I did not see this play coming from this person? Or two people?
Well, couple. Yeah, well, there's a clear one for me. And it's not that I didn't think he would be a significant player for the offense, because I knew he would be, you know, basically starting and be on the field almost every single play. But just the effectiveness that he's had is Darnell Mooney. I mean, like, this guy looks like an elite separator on the top of his routes in this league. I mean, it's so funny because you see Kirk Cousins connect with him so often, and it looks like he's wide open, and he's just winning these one-on-one battles. And there was a lot of questions about him coming to the Falcons from Chicago, where he had a really good rookie year, but then he, you know, didn't really have the greatest sophomore season. And there were a lot of questions as to whether that was an indictment of Mooney, the player himself, or if that was kind of down to, you know, the quarterback, obviously, Justin Fields out there, and whether he was able to actually kind of get through his progressions in that offense that they were running to find Darnell Mooney enough, because other Bears receivers were having success And it's been great to see. And it's not just the performance, the stats that he's putting up for this team, but it's, you know, even anecdotes of like the way that Kirk Cousins talks about them, their locker mates in at their practice facility in Flowery Branch. And Kirk Cousins has spoken about, he's just blown away by, frankly, by the way that Darnell Mooney just approaches the game from that kind of cerebral mindset. He's just, Kirk says he thinks about football, offensive football, the way that a quarterback thinks about it in terms of the amount of detail that he's, you know, considering on various plays and how they want to kind of pair well with the quarterback. So he's been a revelation. I think that a lot of the success that Drake London has had this year, quite frankly, has been, you know, due in part to the fact that he's got somebody opposite him that defenses really have to, you know, take account for, and that they know can beat them deep down the field. And that gives Drake London more opportunities and this running game. So I think that not only is Darnell Mooney producing for himself, but that production really helps this offense as a whole. And it's part of the reason why the Falcons offense kind of looks so put together at this point in time.
Yep, yep. I tell you what, you mentioned Mooney. I'm going to mention, you know, first of all, seeing more of Tyler Allgeier, and that has been great. But also, we get to see Kyle Pitts included some. I know people always want more. He was one of the big questions coming into the season. Will we get to see him more? Will we get to see the ball go to him more? He is being more a part of this offense. But talk about that going forward. It seems like one week it may be more than others, and I think people just want to see that real consistency coming from him.
Yeah, Sam, were you talking about Pitts or Allgeier?
Talking about Pitts.
Yeah, Pitts, you know, it's an interesting one because, you know, he was drafted highly, obviously, and that's always going to kind of follow him around, you know, that draft stock that he carries.
Right.
But he's still, like, you know, and people, there's like a play or two, and it seems like every single game that everybody wants to talk about as, you know, in sight as kind of a reason why he doesn't justify the selection or whatever it might be. And certainly you can make the argument. There's like clear arguments to make production-wise that it's not on that level. But, you know, he is producing explosive plays on a pretty, you know, pretty good basis for this team. The last two games he's had explosives. You know, I just don't think that he's going to be like Travis Kelce, at least at this point in his career. Maybe later in his career he will be more of a high-volume target. But at this point, you know, he has that basically elite speed for a tight end, that downfield speed. He's not as good of a separator at the top of his routes as I think a lot of people thought he would be, but he can still beat a lot of players down the field. And I think that the way that the Falcons are going to try to utilize him this year is going to be, you know, pushing him downfield and creating some of those big plays. And so I think people just kind of have to just kind of understand that is his role for this team. He's not going to be, you know, a guy who catches 100 passes, and he still might get to 1,000 yards. Like, you know, even this year, there's been complaints about him because I think of the low volume, but he is on pace for, you know, his biggest receiving year yards wise since his rookie year, which everyone always goes back and cites as, you know, when are we going to get this Kyle Pitts back? So, you know, I think there are definitely bright spots to what he's shown this year, despite the controversy. And don't get me wrong, I think that there are, you know, some times when he is maybe, you know, takes a play off, so to speak, or whatever, where he shouldn't, and you got to fix those. But overall, I mean, he's definitely a positive contributor to this team, and he opens up things. Like we were talking about with Darnell Mooney, he opens up things for the rest of the his teammates.
There you go. He is going to get you set for Falcons Seattle. That is Joe Patrick joining John Fricke, by the way. He ain't coming up to the studios. That man is over at Northside and Markham. Going to be there from 9 until 11. Of course, you got Falcons pregame at 11 o'clock, kick at 1. Joe, thank you as always, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. We got to get him back here talking baseball, too. We know he loves baseball.
Oh, yeah,
He's not following it, though. I'm sure he got an opinion about the Yankees being up in there. So we'll get to that. And by the way, after the game, we have got Rob Tribble, who will be at Cigna by Hilton.
Okay.
Approximately 6 until 7:30. And if you can't get in front of a TV for the night game, we got it for you here. Jets at Pittsburgh. See what Aaron Rodgers and his old toy back in his new place looks like, or what Mike Tomlin's going to do with that quarterback position. The Atlanta Falcons, they have an event coming up. I want to help them. I want us to help them, Sam. I want 92.9 The Game to help them. And I absolutely have found a way to do so. But I don't want to overstep. So I just want them to know, because it's going to be a beautiful event. So we're going to talk about the event because we want everybody to go out there and enjoy it. But also a casting call. Got some money flying through the air. I'll let you know about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.